Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jamie Baines. Today's guest is Mark Brown, the founder of the Giving Notes Project. On a previous episode, I spoke with Emily Roig, who is one of the musicians associated with this amazing group. She suggested that I talk to Mark for more information, so I sent him an email and asked if he'd like to come on and talk about his creation. He really agreed, and here he is. I hope you enjoy our conversation. And welcome back to the podcast. Today's guest is Mark Brown. He is the founder of the Giving Notes Project. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. Good to be here.
Man, I'm glad you're with us. Hey, give me a little background on what this project is, because we spoke with Emily Roig a little while ago, and she was involved with it, and then she brought your name up, and we talked a little bit about what this is, but can you give us a little, again, more background about yourself and how you came to found this?
Yeah, happy to. I won't give you the long, drawn-out story of myself too much, other than just to say, you know, I've been a songwriter slash musician slash playing in bands for probably half my life, not as a full-time job, as kind of a side thing. I have a day job and kind of doing the music thing by night, and kind of reached a point in my life where I was like, what role is music going to play in my life going forward as family came and all those sorts of things? And so really the seed or genesis of the idea for Giving Notes was, you know, how what would it look like essentially to take and give music away? Mm-hmm. So take something that I know and so many friends that I've, you know, and fellow musicians that I've worked with, what would it look like for us basically like to give our music away? And so the first version of it kind of looked like just honestly like continuing to write original songs. I would write original songs and then just give them to friends, but that didn't really resonate or feel right either. And fast forward, and it turned into what would it look like to like really dig into the story of other people and help give them voice to their stories through music in a way that would be hopefully inspiring and helpful and, you know, just a good thing to do.
And let me ask you about that, because a lot of people, I want to keep it going, and I might interrupt you. It's just because I have so many questions.
Please.
I think what you do is fantastic. How do you get to that point where you start thinking for more for others than for yourself and for your music? Because a lot of people, you know, when they start a career, it's for themselves. Music career, that's kind of my idea of it. And I know people create music, so people enjoy it. But you're actually creating music to give other people a voice, which I think is amazing. I've never heard of that done before.
It's a great question. And it's, you know, for me personally, it was, if I'm completely honest, for me, it was like, you know, I would write a song and I'd go out and I'd play it in front of people and play with bands. And I think a lot of my fellow musicians would say, you want people to like it. You want to feel like people are hearing it and like it lands. And I don't know if time went by or I got older or what it was, but it was just like, why am I doing this? Like, why this, there's something that could be so much bigger out of this. And so it just felt like, I don't know how to describe it. It just felt like, what other way for music to land than to have it be somebody else's, if that makes any sense?
It does, but I mean, to my knowledge, nobody else has thought of that, because the musicians, the writers, they want kind of their voices heard, but this is something, this is something different. This is, you're doing this so other people's voices can be heard.
Yeah. You know, the moment that you, and I don't want to sound like some kind of like, you know, incredibly benevolent person or anything like that. The moment that you give that song to somebody and you watch through their eyes, them hear their own story through a song, like that's what it's all about. And the more I see other musicians that are participating in this project do that, like, it's hard to put into words, but then you get it when you get to see them feel like the person whose song this has just been written and performed for them, and you get to see them hear their story in a different way that they never would have otherwise.
Are the musicians involved? Is it hard to get them on board? How do you recruit your musicians to do this?
You know, it pretty much just started with my friends, my circle of musician friends from playing in bands and church and stuff like that, that we are all playing together pretty regularly anyway in different contexts. Mm-hmm. So I just started recruiting them and asking them to come along and do it pretty much. Actually the first song that we did was for our friend Ron, who was in our circle of musicians. And so that was easy to recruit five or six other friends around him just to celebrate his story. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we just kept tapping into some other musician friends. And then through that, they would connect us with other folks, and we'd reach out and see if they wanted to participate. And we've just kind of been organically growing it through our circle of friends pretty much.
And do musicians like it? Do they like the idea? Do they like giving other people a voice?
They do. And I think, I mean, outside of the sort of like obvious of just that feeling of giving somebody else a song, I think what's really interesting and fun for me to watch, and me as a musician too, is how it pushes our own craft of songwriting, if that makes sense. Because to your point, we're so used to like writing our own way, mm-hmm. from our own voice, from our own story, and to force a musician to hone their craft, to be able to put themselves inside somebody else's voice and their story. I know for me, at least, and others have told me too, it really pushes us in terms of, I mean, all the technicalities of songwriting, in terms of that you're honoring every word and the economy of the words that you're using inside the lyrics, even the words that yourself that you're using, you know, we're trying to push ourselves to have it sound like the language and the words that that person would use. So it's hard.
Yeah.
It's making us better musicians at the same time, which is super fun.
I think what all musicians do anyway is magic. And I told that to Emily between writing the song and putting the note to it. But then you take it another level. I think she said, because she did Brenda's song and it took her 3 or 4 months. Is there an average for how long it takes you guys, any of you guys, to meet with who you want to write about and write out the song and compose it and then make it?
Yeah. A few months is about average. Actually, 3 or 4 months. I mean, we've had a couple. I mean, the first song that Emily wrote, she interviewed this woman out in California, and a week later, I mean, not a week later, that night she started already sending me ideas for melodies. Uh-huh. But even that one, even though she had the musical idea, you know, within the first few hours, it still took her a couple, 2 or 3 months to really get it there. And just because, I mean, as you can expect, like our life, I mean, it's a hard process, one, and you're, mm-hmm. you're trying to do it around your day job and stuff like that. So it just takes time.
I was going to say that because for probably a lot of your musicians and you, this is not your main gig. This is not your main job.
No, it is not. It is not. It is my passion project right now. But no, not my main job.
What kind of stories are you drawn to, or your musicians? How does that entire process work?
Well, we're still kind of experimenting with it, honest. I can't tell you there's like a set process. I'll give you a flavor of what it's looked like. When we first started, again, it was just for a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. Then I might have put an ad out on Facebook just to test to see if like complete strangers would react and mm-hmm. submit stories. And that blew up on me in a good way, and I had to pull it back.
Yeah, you got one or two, or you got like a million, just a ton.
I mean, I had 75, I'm not kidding you here, James, I had 75,000 reactions.
Wow, so you tapped into something.
Within 3 days, where I had to literally like hit pause on the thing and say, okay.
So you tapped into something that people were craving.
I tapped into something there, and I had to put the pause on it and start talking to attorneys and other people just in terms of like,
wow,
you know, make sure I'm not breaking any rules and copyright and all those sorts of stuff. But that's one version of it that's still out there, just complete strangers. You know, you got a website and all those sorts of things where people can just submit stories. Mm-hmm. But then we're just like, I'm pretty much finding them either through networks of friends. And then what we're trying to do now is we've got I was literally just texting one of my friends, guitar player, a minute ago, because we've got 7 new songs coming in. I've been trying to figure out what are those organizations that need our help. You know, pretty much.
Like what? Like what? So, what are you talking about? What kind of organizations would you want to help out?
So Sheltering Arms is a great one. We've done a few songs with the Sheltering Arms organization here in town. You know, they help folks who have been through pretty like physical or mental trauma, mm-hmm. and they're a rehabilitation facility. So I've been meeting with those folks and said, hey, you know, we've got this thing called the Giving News Project. Can we bring a little light and life into the facility here for some of the patients and some of the folks that you're working with? And that has been just like a tremendously rewarding process. So, So that's kind of how some of the songs of the police department came along too. Me mm-hmm. thinking about where the organizations that we can tap into and help them and give them songs to help either inspire their staff and inspire the people they're working with, their employees, any of those sorts of things that we could just feed into.
Why do you think it resonated so much? Why do you think you got so much interest just right away?
It's a great question. I think that people want to be seen, mm-hmm. James, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think people want to be seen. And then I think that they're, again, I'm not trying to say we're like some amazing people or anything, but I think
I'll
that
say
they're
it.
Blown
I'll
away.
Say it. I'll say it. So you go ahead.
I think they're blown away when somebody else wants to take the time and there's no strings attached or mm-hmm. fine print or like gotcha moment. And it literally is just a gift to them to be seen by somebody else and that someone else is going to take the time to really try to understand them in that way. And I think it's that simple.
I think it is too. And I agree with you 100%. I think, and I talked to Emily about this, is, you know, a lot of the negative stuff is what we see out there all the time. And that seems to be the stuff that sells. But when you get down to, when you get below all the politics, all the entertainment industry, all that kind of stuff, to just everyday folks, it seems like you see more people yeah. who want to help each other out and listen to each other.
That's right. That's right.
And have their stories told.
That's right. That's right.
Because, I mean, there's so many stories out there. There's so many inspirational stories out there that just, I think, get ignored by, you know, larger entities and everything like that. And so that's what you guys are doing.
That's right. And my, you know, my wife keeps encouraging me too. When you say there's so many stories out there, there's the big inspirational ones, which are amazing and great. But then there's also like the common ones mm-hmm. of just, you know, people just living their lives, just the common things that happen every day that are important too. Back mm-hmm. to that idea of just helping people be seen, even if they're just, they might not have some amazing inspirational story that's going to be on the news or anything. It's just their life, and they want to like know that somebody sees them.
Absolutely.
Those are great, too. So
Absolutely.
My wife always encourages me. It doesn't have to be the big thing. It doesn't always have to be the sad, tragic story like that. Well, let's celebrate some of the mundane, too.
Right, sure. Absolutely. Did you ever feel that way, that your stories weren't getting told? Did that influence you at all, or how did that, you know, because everybody, again, everybody has stories. Everybody wants to be heard. Did you ever feel that you were ignored?
Oh man, that's a great question. I can't say that I've ever personally felt like I've been ignored. I'd be lying to say if when I was in the whole sort of band and music scene and all that, that I wished more people heard my music.
Right. Of course.
Honestly.
I'm writing songs
from the heart and all those sorts of things about mm-hmm. the things I'm thinking about or things that have happened in my life. And, you know, I think if I'm honest, I wanted people to hear them.
Yeah.
Which was why I was in bands and playing them out in front of people and all that kind of stuff. And people heard them. But I think this is great. This is making me think. And that was the turning point for me. Mm-hmm. I had to step back and be like, why? Like this is a never ending chase that I'm pursuing here, of trying to get people to listen to my stuff. Let's do it for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so describe, you said that if you could describe maybe one or two, you said the look on people's faces when they hear what you've created for them or any kind of feedback you get yeah. from them. How is that? Describe that to me.
Yeah. The first one that comes to mind, Seth Martin is a super talented musician who's been doing some work with us, and he did a song actually for one of the Sheltering Arms patients over there. His name is Barry. You mm-hmm. can see it's on the website and the video and all that stuff. So Seth put this song together, and he recorded all on his own. And we've been doing these sort of like song reveals over Zoom mm-hmm. with folks and sharing the song with them the first time over a Zoom call. And so we get on, we kind of set up the song for Barry, and Seth tells a little bit about the songwriting process and what he learned about Barry and the story. And we start playing this, so I cue up the song, and you got to check out the video. Within less than 30 seconds, Barry just like stands up and pretty much starts dancing to the song, holding the lyrics and singing along and dancing to the song. I mean, it was freaking amazing. Like, it made all of our weeks. It was beautiful, right?
Uh-huh.
That's music worth doing when you see that.
That is just imagine that is just so awesome. And does that drive you to keep on doing what you're doing and to do more?
Oh yeah. It's funny you say that, because I'm totally in the mode right now of just, we just got to keep doing more without expectation and leaving the outcome loose, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Is that hard to do? I mean, is it hard?
It is.
I was going to say.
It's super hard, right? So back to like, you know, old band days and making records and all of that, you have this idea and vision of where you want it to go and how you want it to be received and what shows you want to play and the outcome you have in your mind. And if you don't get there, it just feels like this endless, right? With this, like that's not there. It's just like, we're just going to create content and create these stories and put them out there because that's the purpose of what we're doing. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll see what happens. We'll see where it goes.
And then what kind of feedback do you
it's
get?
It's completely freeing, actually, from a musician and from a musical standpoint. I think the other songwriters would say the same thing. It's completely freeing, because all of that sort of narrative in your head of what this needs to be and who needs to hear it is gone. So you're just free to just dig in and write the song and hold the outcome loose.
And does that make you write better songs, do you think, or quicker
think so.
Or easier process?
I do. I think it's – I wouldn't say it's an easier process. I would say at the end we get better songs. We get richer, better musicianship, just better songs. It does not make it easier, though. It makes it hard. It does make it harder. Back to like, because we want to make sure that we're honoring every word in that song, mm-hmm. and that it's going to come across in a way that feels like that person's voice, if we can pull it off.
Do the other musicians collaborate with each other when they're creating a song for somebody?
We do a little bit here and there. Generally speaking, I would say most kind of like just take it and run. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll have the interview with the folks and run. But then so far what generally happens is, as they're getting towards the end of the song or getting towards ideas, we'll sort of pass the fine tuning of the song around, if that makes sense, at mm-hmm. the end. Like, hey, how you feeling about this bridge? Is this work here? It's more kind of a fine tuning. I wouldn't say to date that there's been like hardcore, like in a room collaboration from the very beginning of a song yet, but that's not to say it's not going to happen. It's just the way it's been rolling so far.
And how many musicians do you have involved in this?
Well, we've had the ones that have written songs currently on the website and completed. We have about, I want to say, 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
But then sort of on the list, if you will, and folks that I'm in contact with and are kind of like, hey, give me a song and, you know, give me a story and I'm ready to write a song, I would say it's about 15, mostly here in Richmond, one in Nashville, one actually in London, who's kind of on my, like,
wow.
I don't want to name his name yet, but he's like kind of like my dream songwriter. Well, I can't wait to get him to get involved, because he's had some pretty good success and stuff. So, yeah, probably about 15 total, 9 to date that have posted songs so far.
And what are your goals moving forward? How many more do you want to get? How many songs do you want to put out there? Or do you even have is there an end goal? Do you just want to keep just doing it and putting more out there?
You got it. It's the latter. There's no goal. I just want to keep doing it. And I want to get
awesome.
And I want to get more songwriters doing it, because just, again, like the value proposition is all around for the person receiving the song, for the musicians that are participating and what they get out of it that they wouldn't get otherwise. There's just so much value all around for everybody. I want to just do more of it and get more people doing it.
And why do you think music has this effect on people? And I'm sure that's a huge, broad question. And it's, you know, maybe
I don't know that I get, Jace, I don't know that I get into that one. It is such an existential.
It is.
In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. It just, you know, I don't know how to answer that. Music touches people in ways that just words can't. Right. It just taps into that part of the human psyche that, you know, we can't describe why it resonates and why it creates emotion and why it creates connections to things. It just, music has a way of doing that.
Now, is your wife a musician as well?
She is not. And if she were here, she would be the first one to tell you that she is not.
But she supports what you're doing 100%, I guess. She's totally on board.
She's hugely supportive. Oh, my God, yeah. She's, one, a beautiful human being in general, and has just always supported me through all the different sort of musical projects I've done. So, yeah.
How do people find you? How do people, like, what do you want people to know about your project specifically?
Well, one, they can find us in all usual places. So they can find us on Facebook and Instagram and our website and all those sorts of things. And what I want them to know about us, I'm gonna start with my fear first. Actually, mm-hmm. my paranoia and fear in this whole thing is that people will think that there's a catch to it. Honestly, that they'll be like, you know,
like,
I get
there's
somebody.
There's got to be a catch. There's no way
there's
they're gonna write
here.
Me a song.
I know you're gonna hit me with something, or like, I know you're gonna like charge me on the back end or something like that. Mm-hmm. Which is not the case. And the intent is to literally make this as free as we can for everybody. I mean, there is a little bit of fine print in terms of if we want to take songs to next level and take them in a big studio and do the recording there. Obviously, we have to figure out how to cover costs for that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. generally speaking, there's no catch. And that's what I want people to know. And then beyond that, I just want them to know that this is the place that they can tell their story in a way that they didn't think that they possibly could, and to reach out and talk to us and let us give it a shot.
And do you still want people to reach out to you? Because like I said, you had 75,000 and you had like, whoa, pull back. So are you still looking for people tell their stories?
Yes. Yep. If we get them in, I do my best to reach back out to them. You know, I'm upfront and honest. It's not like we're not doing this full time. This is mm-hmm. not our day jobs. And so we just try to be as transparent as we can when people reach out and say, yeah, this sounds like a great story. And you may be in a line, honestly, if that may sound harsh, but
it's honest, though.
But yes.
It's honest.
Yeah, it's honest, right? Like, we can't pull it off next week, or, you know, you may have to just wait a little bit, mm-hmm. but I absolutely want them to reach out, and we're going to do our best, the best we can to do it for them.
And I'm going to ask you earlier, and I believe I asked Emily this, does the person you're writing a song about, do they have input into the song after they've been interviewed? Like, will you talk to them? It depends.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, like we've done a couple where the person wanted to be almost like a co-writer on it. There was a song that we did called Junior, and Karen is actually, she and I become a little bit good friends. She's actually a great artist, creator, creative, and she wanted to be part of the process. So. And then with Auto, same thing, where we just kind of like crafted lyrics a little bit together back and forth. And then some are just like, just go, just go and surprise me. So it really just depends.
And are you looking for more, singers, songwriters, creators as well?
I am. I'm always looking for great creative songwriters and musicians of all styles and all types. Which is super important, right? Like if I was writing all the songs, they would all sound like a guy playing acoustic guitar, kind of rootsy, whatever. And we don't want them all to be that.
And yeah,
we can't. We've got to have that diversity to serve everybody's to serve different voices.
Yeah, and I asked Emily that as well for the genre. I think she said, yeah, she's kind of folksy too. But so you don't care who the musicians are or what the music is, what the genre is.
I care about their heart.
Well said.
I care first about their heart and their intent, back to the purpose of what we're trying to do. And, you know, if we get a good sense of that, then of course we're looking at talent, to be completely frank, mm-hmm. and make sure that they've got the chops to deliver and honor the person whose story they're going to tell. So I care about the heart, and yep, I care about the talent, and then, you know, and then the ambition to do it and focus in and deliver at the end of the day.
Well, man, you've said it all. I think it's absolutely fantastic what you guys are doing. Absolutely fantastic. I think more people need to do what you're doing and give other people voices.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you reaching out to me like this and giving me the chance to talk to you.
Yeah, man. I hope you come back and talk to us again.
Absolutely. I'll do it.
All right, Mark. Take care of yourself.
All right, my friend. Let's be in touch.
All right. See ya.
Okay.
Bye. That's it, guys. What'd you think of Mark? If you follow the news, or politics, or the majority of the entertainment industry, which I try to avoid at all costs, there's so much me, me, me out there, it seems as if that's all that exists. It can get frustrating and disheartening. But then, you come across an organization like the Giving Notes Project, and you realize that there are people in the world, regular people, not the politicians, not the actors, and not the elites, but normal, everyday people who truly, truly care about others. I want to give everyone a voice. Finding organizations like the Giving Notes Project and people like Mark remind me that good is all around us. We just need to remember to look for it. Make sure you check out the Giving Notes Project social media in the written description of this episode, and take care of one another. And as always, thanks for listening.